And from one Anthony to our favourite Anthony, Kalia.
Thank you. To the most important Anthony.
Of course, absolutely.
What Prime Minister, please?
No, it's back-to-back Anthony attack. Anthony Kalia, thank you for joining us here.
Thanks for having me in Sunbury.
I know, nice, isn't it? And look, you've brought the style. This coat is everything.
I look like a dead housewife of Melbourne.
Actually, because I love Real Housewives, you'd love the Real Housewives franchise.
To be honest, Gina Liano once came to my house for a housewives party. Yeah, she crushed my own party, a housewives party. And let's just say...
Didn't leave for a week.
No, my cleaner the next day was complaining. They're like, what's with all the sequins and the makeup in your bathroom?
I was going to say all the orange on the couch.
Yeah.
Housewives leave orange. It's tan. I'm not even joking.
Oh, really?
They leave orange on furniture. Yeah.
They leave tracks.
Yes, they do.
Now, territory.
Let's talk about what is very exciting, because when I think... Anthony Kalia and your beautiful husband, Tim Campbell.
Where is Tim?
I know, he was meant to be here this morning. I'm so sorry. He's got a bit of a stomach bug. But
We only said yes because we wanted him in here.
Oh, well, bad luck.
Shut your pie hole. You should have heard Fed groan when he heard Tim wasn't coming. Yeah, I was so upset.
Oh, well, you can have a bromance later on with him.
But I do think, when I think about you and your husband, I do think Elton John... George Michael.
Oh,
it's
really?
Just, yeah, it's synonymous with two of the biggest stars, global stars of all time. And you have a show.
We do have a show. We're celebrating the songs of Elton and George. And I must say, we put them on sale at Hamer Hall about a week and a half ago. And after 2 days, we had to put a third show on.
Yeah.
So, Melbourne, thank you so much. You've been amazing. And we cannot wait to collaborate with John Foreman and the Australian Pops Orchestra. So there's going to be a 35-piece orchestra. Hamer Hall, one of the most iconic venues in Melbourne, and we're doing three shows there on the 8th and 9th of November.
Now, I'm sure you've got lots of people around you that plan the set list and the
stage.
Oh,
no. Well, I'm a control freak, man.
Because I've got an idea.
Okay. Here we go.
This will be B-side.
No, but obviously the crescendo to the whole night is Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Yes.
Yes, I got it.
Yes,
that and, was are you George or Elton in that?
Well, we're not playing characters.
Oh, aren't you? Oh, okay.
Jesus.
You're going to come out like Rocket Man.
No, I had a vision of George or like you coming up through the back like the sun coming through. Like,
yeah, well, squash that vision.
Okay.
Anyway, lose that vision.
I can't wait. This will be an incredible show. I'm not surprised. So now, will you be able to add more? Because they'll just keep selling out. You'll keep adding and they'll keep going.
Well, we're doing three. Well, these are just like a one-off sort of bespoke performances. We're doing three in Melbourne and we're actually doing two at the Sydney Opera House.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's going to be fabulous.
Just depends how many business class flights he wants to get overseas, whether you put another one on, make a bit of cash doing this, wouldn't you?
Oh.
So I've been to see you at Hamer Hall.
You have. I remember you came in 2000.
Make sure the internet's a bit better because that's...
Oh, God.
I know. I was just about to say that. I do remember because I was watching back the footage from 2017 of that concert and everyone in the audience at the end is up and clapping and it was really nice to see. And then there's Fev like this. Like... You looked like you couldn't wait to get out of it.
No, because Richmond were playing Geelong in a prelim.
I know, you were watching the
footy. And I was watching the footy on my phone, and in that joint, because it actually is an amazing theatre.
It's the art set. You shouldn't be allowed in.
Mate,
even with the word art
It center. Was a prelim. I'm like, exactly. One of my best mates has got his big, big thing at Hamer Hall. I've got to go watch, but it is the prelim, so I'll kill two birds with one stone. I'll go listen to him sing and watch the footy. No friggin' internet. Keep cutting out. And then every time I'd pretend I'd go to the toilet, I'd go out to the toilet and then all the guys were like, what's the score in the footy?
You're very cultured. What can I say?
Well, we love having you here this morning. This is a big coup. Everybody, big round of applause for Anthony.
Thanks so much. And I'm glad that you got your capo, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you know what a capo was?
Yes, I know. Everyone came up to me going, do you have a capo? And I'm like, no, I'm a singer. I'm not a guitarist.
And I'd like to say to you, thank you. You played at my Hall of Fame inductionation. Is that how you say it?
You're inducted into the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
And say thank you. It was beautiful, Boxy. He sung so well. So thank you for doing that.
Well, congratulations, because you deserve it.
Yeah, he got a big cashy, but it was thank you.
Whatever, I'm still waiting for.
Sunbury, Anthony Kalia, round of applause.
Thanks, Sunbury.
We're at 101.9 The Fox. Hey, look who's coming up very soon.